Kobe, I know you don't appreciate this topic or these questions, but Gerard Mayo said this morning that your performance wasn't good enough. Do you expect to start this week, or do you have some question as to your status?
Nope, I don't have any questions on that.
Okay. So you expect to start?
You expect to start?
Clarify real quick.
Yeah.
It's out there. According to Rap Sheet, I don't see anybody else that's reporting this firms yet. Drake May has been named the Patriots starting quarterback for Week 6's game against the Houston Texans. Rap Sheet has it. Drake May. May Day. This Sunday.
Andy Wright again.
Well, there it is. I was thinking we might get news today. I just had a funny feeling there might be some breaking news regarding the quarterback today. And here it is. Schefter has it now. Everybody reporting the same thing. A quarterback change in New England Patriots now planning to turn to rookie first-round pick Drake May to start Sunday's game against the Houston Texans. May now joins Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, and Bo Nix as the fourth rookie quarterback to start a game this season. That leaves just Michael Penix and, of course, McCarthy, who was injured and not playing at all this year, as the other ones left. May Day this Sunday, we'll get our first look at an entire game of Drake May.
I feel like we just arrived, or we got to the party, or we're now in the party, or something. Like, we're now in the game with the young QB in the future. Now, I will say this. Today's the off day, right?
Yes.
I hope that Gerard Mayo had the respect to talk to the quarterbacks, the team, everything. Just like week one.
Yesterday?
I don't know. I don't know when it...
Because we talked to Brissett around like 4:30, right?
Yeah. Right. I hope he had meetings after that or something, because he was so hell-bent week one. I got to talk to my team. I got to talk to the guys individually, the whole thing. And now on an off day, Crap Sheet and Schefter are reporting. Like,
he keeps getting all these scoops. You're going to have to stop calling him that.
I don't think I have to.
I mean, he just kicked everyone's ass on this one. Every local beat guy, Schefter, everyone. I mean,
and this is news Andy wanted too, and he's still crying.
Yes,
I know. I mean,
that
really, Rat, you got to give him props here. He whoever his source is, he's getting the scoops.
His source is at the highest level, but
seems like it.
Do you disagree with me? Like, I hope they did him the solid of telling him and like treating it the same way they treated week one, because if he's reading this on his phone right now because he sees the tweet from Rap Sheet, that's bad.
Yeah.
I'm not going to pounce on that.
A team meeting, I bet, maybe called him. You know, there was an off day phone call, I'd imagine, maybe. Maybe they met in person.
I would like in
along
person.
Those lines.
Hey,
yeah.
Jacoby, you want to come in? And Jacoby's like, no, I do not. If you don't tell me, it never happened.
Who is this?
But this is as excited as I've been, I think, since draft night, right? Because we kind of were teased along the way. Yeah. We were trying to talk ourselves into he might play when Coach Mayo says he was the best quarterback, and we there was this whole weird, muddled mess of the summer. But this is as excited. Everybody was excited when you got your quarterback on draft night with the third pick. And now that Ferrari, what was the car that Jalen Reagor, the Bugatti, that's under that carport by the crappy house? We're bringing it out. We fueled it up, and we're hitting the gas, baby. It may explode or something. Who knows what happens once it leaves the driveway? It may hit a pothole and the wheel falls off. But right now, you should be excited.
Houston Texans have the number 3 defense in the NFL, according to DVOA, which
I do not know
what DVOA stands for. I'm just telling you that we all discussed this, and this was a take you had, Andy, by the way, that it would have been better to start them last week because this is a much tougher game with a tougher defense and a tougher offense and a tougher everything. And I think that's true. And that's one part of this that you sort of look at and think, well, we're glad he's playing. But what was the plan? This wasn't the plan. The plan wasn't for him to start in Houston. I guarantee you that. When they started concocting this plan in the offseason or whenever they finalized it, they weren't like, all right, week 6, Houston Texans, C.J. Stroud, that team that was a 10-win team last year and added all these weapons, that's who we want him to start against. I guarantee that was not the plan.
I think that is a very accurate, solid assessment. I can't imagine six months? April, May, June, July, August, September, October. Yeah. Like a 6 or 7 month plan, you were like, C.J. Stroud, the guy everybody already wants to compare quarterbacks to because he turned his franchise around, and against a defense that is good, better than it was last, what'd you say, third in the league?
Third in DVOA, yeah.
But we knew they were going to be a good defense. They had Will Anderson. They brought in Hunter the Soft. Like, they're going to be a good defense. That was the date you circled on your calendar 6 months ago when you devised this long-term plan that is very, we're sticking to the plan, got to stay with the plan.
If you're going to start him against Houston, you might as well start him against the Niners, I think.
No, the time to start him was last week. But we're not getting lost in the angry weeds.
Okay.
Can we have a nice thing for one segment?
It is a nice thing.
You have.
I'm happy that they did it. I'm just saying this plan, whatever this plan was, is clearly something that they're just saying goodbye to. So
good,
anybody who is touting the plan can't take a victory lap today. Well, here they go. They finally got him. No. This was not the plan.
No.
That's all I'm saying.
Well, also may have, if we want to get into the weeds of misery and everything, maybe there was a shift in who somebody was listening to.
That could be
Robert
it too.
Listening to Mayo, Wolf listening to Van Pelt. I don't know, Spider-Man meme, who changed, who's pointing, but maybe there was just sort of a shift in perspective by certain decision makers. And maybe the collaborative was a, 4-1 vote at some point to stick to the plan, and all of a sudden they cast a new vote this week and the votes went the other way and it was 3-2. We're starting Drake May. But the end, most important aspect of this, we have reason to want to watch the Patriots on Sunday.
Yeah.
Literally.
I'm excited to watch this game.
Exactly. Yeah. That may fade in the first quarter, the first half. I don't know how it plays out. But you have reason to be excited to watch the Patriots on Sunday. It was delayed gratification a few weeks, but let's not, that's water under the bridge. Let's be like Swayman and Sweeney and everybody. We'll just move on. We were mad, but now let's focus on the here and now. And the here and now is you have an athletic, playmaking quarterback with a strong arm. If I'm one of those receivers, I'm like, I can run around downfield. He might hit me.
Yeah.
If I get open, right? If I'm Pop Douglas, I'm crossing, the ball might hit me. So I think this is the best news we've gotten Patriot Nation since when you drafted Drake May in April.
Just imagine if Jalen Polk had toe-tapped in the back of the end zone, we wouldn't be making this announcement right
That's
now.
That's probably
we
accurate.
Wouldn't. It would be another week of Brissette. I guarantee it'd be another week of
Brissette. So then say,
if he ended the game.
You.
Thank you, Jalen. That was like Jalen Polk is like Mo Lewis, basically.
Yes.
It's the same kind of thing. Like him not landing with that ankle down and losing that game. Because if they won that game on a last-minute drive and a last-second touchdown pass from Jacoby Brissett,
Brissett
is your starter next week, and there's no doubt about it.
I agree. But that didn't happen.
No, it didn't.
Never happened. So thank you, Jalen Polk. Thank you, replay official, with the obvious call very quickly. And thank you for the Patriots finally seeing reason. And I'll be interested if we get pushback. Because all the people that didn't want him to play, I want you to continue with that.
Right.
Like, if you didn't want him to play, then you still don't want him to play.
Yeah, don't jump on the bandwagon now.
Nope. We can jump on the bandwagon. We can have fun. We can be excited about 1 o'clock on Sunday. We can monitor the ticket prices to see if people are actually going to go to Gillette Stadium to see Drake May's debut, which also, by the way, looks good in Pat Patriot Reds as well. First game he ever plays is a throwback.
Yeah.
And maybe they'll have a throwback play because he's athletic. Throw it back to Drake May. Touchdown. Philly special. Run it against the Texans. There is every reason to be excited right now in Patriot Nation.
Yeah, I got to say, this is
and enjoy it now while you can.
News I was really hoping for. Enjoy this moment, Patriots fans, because we don't know how it's going to go, but hopefully it goes better than it's been going. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. We got open phone lines for you if you want to react to the breaking news that Drake May will get his first start this Sunday against the Houston Texans. The number 3 overall pick finally will go out there and get a start. It'll be the 4th rookie quarterback to get a start so far this season. We're reacting to that with your phone calls right after this.